Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio this morning is Jennifer Robinson. She's known to most everybody in town as the executive director of our Chamber of Commerce. But Jennifer, you're here in sort of a different capacity this morning.
Yeah, I am. I'm here representing LEAD Sitka, so a new organization that we founded just over a year ago.
LEAD Sitka is, it's what? It's designed to sort of involve youth in a more proactive role in leadership in our community.
Yeah, our hope is to really get our 20s and 30s, I guess, is what we define as youth for this group, but encourage engagement, help to get this age group more involved and more active, and also just a way for us to connect and meet and get together with one another.
All right. When you talk about engagement, what do you mean exactly? Do you want to put more people on the assembly or on the school board, or you just want...
Sure.
Okay, you'll take that.
I guess any way... It's any way that we can inspire civic engagement in whatever capacity that may be. We have a lot of nonprofits, a lot of boards. There's really a lot of neat ways to get involved in things going on in Sitka. And so the more that we can make, share those ways that are available for people to get involved in, I guess, show that there are opportunities and encourage each other to step forward.
All right. And it's not just a rebellion among people in their 20s and 30s. It's not just no. Kind of an agitators or something. This is an idea that's kind of being cultivated by a group called the Institute of the North, right?
That is correct, yeah. And the Institute of the North has actually developed many of these emerging leader programs across the state, known collectively as LEAD North. And so it's bigger than just Sitka. It's I feel it's a way for Alaska as a whole to be engaging our youth.
And you're kind of a spokesperson. You were sent up north to Unalaska to talk to people up there.
It was a pretty amazing experience. They wanted to form a group that encompasses all of the Aleutians. So a pretty big task. And so they had people flown in from all over, and they invited one of us from Sitka to come up. And so I was able to go and just share what we've done for getting LEAD Sitka started and help in the process of forming a group there.
What's sort of the impact of LEAD Sitka on Sitka? What's going on that people listening might recognize as being the result of this group? Is there anything that's happened yet?
Well, we're so new. I guess right now, and a big reason why we wanted to come on and talk about it is just to let people know that we exist and start getting more people involved. And so we've set up regular, just a social event right now, once a month. Our next one will be May 12th, and we'll have more details on that soon, on where it's going to be. But the socials are kind of a neat way. They're less scary. So come and join us at the social. Get to know us and I guess building that foundation of a friendship first.
Right. I'm sort of encouraged to hear that you actually do meet face to face, because I would imagine that there might be a tendency to just make this whole thing kind of virtual. Just it's all working through Facebook
it
or whatever.
It seems to be pretty popular these days. It's right. A great way to share things that are going on, but that relationship's really important.
Okay.
So,
well, since we mentioned Facebook, let's tell people how they can connect with you guys on Facebook.
Okay. Yeah, really, probably just do a search for LEAD Sitka, but we do have a Facebook page, so it's facebook.com, and then I think it's the / LEAD Sitka.
Okay.
So it's actually listed under LEAD Sitka, no colon. So.
All right. Jennifer, we were sort of talking a little bit before we went on the air about this idea that, you know, there's this concept of, you know, of I guess young Alaskans under 40, you know, the people who are sort of, you know, influential in the state. But, you know, everybody, we're sort of all on the same wheel here, and we eventually kind of age out of these.
Yes, we do.
Age out of these demographics.
I see it coming.
And it's so far back in the rearview mirror, I can't even see it now. But what happens to the energy of this group, or what dynamic do you foresee happening here as people like you and the others who set it up eventually, you know, assume the leadership positions and then kind of march on out of the demographic? What happens?
Well, one of our goals really is to mentor and to be mentored. So we feel that there's a lot of knowledge from those that have aged out. And so to be able to have people come in and be a part of our group and be mentors to us and share what they've learned is really very valuable. And also for us to be able to reach out to the younger demographic and start working with them and helping to inspire them, and so that when they do age in, they can take over and keep this going forward.
And in your, I guess, your platform statement, you talk about engaging high schoolers.
Yeah, so it is not something that we've started yet, but it is something we've talked a lot about doing. They're, you know, just a few years, they're going to be in that age range, and they're going to be potential leaders. So
right, I should ask you about this. How does a document like this get created? How did it come together?
Oh, a lot of hard work. So the executive director Niels for the Institute of the North actually visited Sitka on April 5th. That's when we actually founded, and he just sat down with anyone that just was interested and came and shared this idea. And so a group of us ran with it, and we started meeting very regularly at the beginning, and just a lot of dialogue. What's important to us? What are our goals? What do we want to see in Sitka? And it was a very diverse group. Most of the people there I didn't even know. And so it's really been neat to have all of these different backgrounds come together and be able to have a common goal.
How would you characterize the mood at that meeting? Were young people frustrated by what they perceived as a lack of a voice in our sort of civic life, or were they, or was it different than that?
Maybe a little bit. To me, it's been more of a positive experience.
Yeah.
I haven't felt very much negativity at all. It's more helping to become aware of what our opportunities are. And I think there really are a lot. And so how can we get more engaged? What are the things that we can do? How can we share this with other youth in Sitka? How can we get them involved? And so it has been more of a positive force, I think, driving us.
Okay. In case people were sort of thinking about a more concrete example, I mean, Jennifer, you're very high profile. You're there at the chamber every week and doing chamber stuff. But some other people who are involved in Lead Sitka are Tanya Ryu, who's Sitka Convention and Visitors Bureau, who went out on a limb and ran for school board last year and got on. And Ashia Lane is somebody who's I think she's sort of bookstore worker by day, but by the other
very active,
the other 16 hours, she's doing things like Home Skillet and all these other events that really have kind of transformed the landscape of at least of culture in Sitka. So
definitely.
So these are the kind of people we're talking about, right?
Yeah, and the hope is to draw more people into this group that are interested in stepping forward and getting involved. And actually, we were we do stay, I guess, out of the politics of things as one of our goals. We don't, because we do want to attract a very diverse group of people. We don't want to take a stand on issues,
right,
but we do want to encourage this age demographic to get involved. And so when Tanya ran for the school board, we did get behind that, but it was because she fell within that age range. So it was a lot of fun. That was one of the things that we feel very successful in doing. So
okay, and are you going to continue the relationship with the Institute of the North? Is that sort of an ongoing thing?
Yes, absolutely. So in fact, the Lead North, I believe, is going to be meeting in a couple of months, and so there's a couple of us that are going to try and go up there and attend. So there will be, you know, people from all of these groups all over Alaska joining together and talking about our state as a whole.
Okay. May 12th is a ways away for the next Lead Sitka social event. I'm sure, hopefully, you'll get something on the air here at Raven Radio.
Absolutely.
We'll get a public service announcement going for you. In the meantime, should people just call you up or check out the Facebook page?
Absolutely, yeah. The Facebook's a fantastic resource. We do really post a lot on there. You can read more about us. We have our goals and where we see ourselves going listed, all written out on there. And of course, anyone's welcome to call me. My number is 738-2664, or you can email me at jenann75@... Okay, just call me, 738-2664.
Or the Facebook page.
Yeah, the Facebook page is probably the best. If you want to go online, just do the Facebook. So.
All right, that's perfect. Jennifer Robinson is the executive director of the Sitka Chamber of Commerce, but she's here today mainly talking about LEAD Sitka, and it's LEAD colon Sitka, but in the Facebook page, it's just all one word, LEAD
Correct.
Sitka.
Yep.
And do you have any sort of, was there any title I should have asked you about for LEAD Sitka? Are you like a director or a board member or something?
Just a founding member. We haven't given any of us fancy titles, so
Perfect.
Just a collective group of people that care, I guess.
All right. Jennifer Robinson is a co-founder of LEAD Sitka, and if you'd like more information, you can give her a call at the chamber.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks
Thank
so much.
You.
Thanks so much for coming in, Jennifer.
Yeah, thanks.